Well, even though it was a little bit cooler than we'd like to see here in Wisconsin, generally the corn and soybean belt had some ideal growing weather last week with some much-needed rainfall. And according to Brad Rippey, that certainly did help the progress of the crops.
Starting with the corn crop, we see 71% of the crop silking. That's almost caught up with the five-year average of 75%.
Rippey said some of the crop now has moved into the dough stage, and as far as the quality of the corn crop, 63% is rated good to excellent. On the soybean front,
5% blooming, 74% is the five-year average. Soybeans setting pods, one-fifth of the U.S. crop, 20%. That is behind the five-year average of 34%.
As far as the quality of the crop, 63% as well, rated good to excellent. Well, if you've been keeping an eye on the soybean market, you realize that prices have plummeted recently, and not only on the Board of Trade, but at the country elevators as well. This suggests to ag economist Darrell Good that the market now believes that there's enough soybeans on hand to carry the nation through the fall harvest. And in fact, he feels that when we do get the September supply and demand report, it could show a higher bean number than we had heard in the previous report.
There's really no apparent reason to suspect that supplies are larger other than the recent drop in prices. Still, September 1 stocks estimates have been surprisingly large in some years, resulting in an upward revision in the estimated size of the previous year's harvest.
Well, one of the highlights of the summer is the Wisconsin Valley Fair, and it certainly is a great showcase for entertainment, family fun, and fine food, but it's also a great educational outlet as well. And one of the big educational aspects is Entry Day, where there's a lot of face-to-face judging.
You try to get to engage them, first of all. You try to want them to feel comfortable and then have them tell you about their project and what they've learned from doing their project and how to improve on it for their next year.
Ryan Hacker has been judging multiple fairs for over 15 years and asked him a little bit about what he likes when it comes to the face-to-face judging.
Because it's interactive and the young people can learn something from the experience of doing the face-to-face versus just coming, bringing their project, putting it down, and coming back on Sunday or at the end of the fair and picking up their project and looking at the ribbon.
Well, facing up to our prices on the market, no change for cheese. Barrels remain at 176, blocks 176 and 1/4 cents per pound, and AA butter now at 143. Class 3 prices mixed. July up a couple pennies to 1737. August up 4 to 1784, while October gains a dime to 1851, but November drops 3 to 1797. Board of Trade, September corn down 2 3/4, 489 a bushel. December drops to 473 and 1/4 cents. Beans are mixed. August up 17 3/4 to 1369 3/4 cents, while November drops to 1221 and 1/4 cents per bushel. And wheat for September down to 651. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutting utilities, 76 to 93. Most of slaughter cows, 60 to 75. And slaughter bulls, 80 to 102. Fed cattle, choice beef, steers, and heifers, 111 to 118. Holstein steers, 96 to 108. And your barrels and gilts, 68 and down. And that is your lowdown on agricultural prices. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.